This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Summers. Events to observe the International Day of UN Peacekeepers are taking place today. Governments, heads of diplomatic corps will converge at the UN headquarters in Monrovia. The UN Secretary General had paid tribute to the courage, generosity and dedication of Blue Helmets and thanked them for their sacrifice. Antonio Guterres, at the annual Wreath Laying ceremony at the UN headquarters in New York, honored fallen peacekeepers. More than 3,500 peacekeepers have died in the line of duty since 1948. United Nations Population Fund has dedicated 3 brand new ambulances to Grand Cape Mount, Papalu and Lofa counties and dedicated a maternal waiting home in Sinje. The ambulances are intended to ease transportation and reduce the high rate of maternal deaths in those counties. With funding from the Japanese government for the project, UNFPA resident representative Dr. Oluremi Shugonru said some specialized doctors are in Liberia. Dr. Shugonru said the 3 specialized doctors from Uganda are assigned in the 3 counties to boost the health condition and help train local health workers.
In Vonjama, we're in the hospital. In Bobolu, we're in Chief Jalalon Hospital. And now in Sinje, we're here. Now, why Sinje? Rubberspot is the hospital that government provided. But most people are living in this area. And the road is very rough. We now ask government, can you please make this Sinje Health Center, make it a district hospital so that my people can go there. And then we said we will invest in this particular place so that we can access, many women can access this clinic. So this is why we are here today.
UNFPA resident representative Dr. Oluremi Shugonru. Meanwhile, Japan's ambassador to Liberia, Karu Yoshimura, said his government was glad to fund a project to improve human resources for maternal mortality in Liberia. He said the project worth $880,000 is his government's commitment to support Liberia. The head of the Liberia Women Media Action Committee, Lee Womack, says there is a need for safe space in order for women to participate in the electoral processes. According to Vanessa Johnson Freeman, lack of safe space for women limits their participation to contest in presidential and legislative elections. Madam Freeman indicated that when women's issues are addressed, it benefits the entire nation. The Lee Womack head was speaking recently during the women's forum hosted by the Girls for Change organization and the Paramount Young Women Initiative, PAYOWI. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A group of militant Islamists in Libya blamed by the U.S. for the 2012 attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, which killed the ambassador, says it has disbanded. The Ansar al-Sharia group said that its leadership had been wiped out while fighting the Libyan National Army. Most of its members are thought to have defected to the Islamic State group. Separately, a case against Hillary Clinton brought by the parents of 2 Americans killed in the Benghazi attack has been dismissed by the U.S. judge. The Benghazi diplomatic compound attack killed 4 Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, while Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State. The issue dogged her presidential campaign last year. And the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has said civilians in Syria are increasingly paying the price as airstrikes against ISIL extremists escalates. Zayed Raad al-Hussein urged Syrian air forces operating in the country to take much greater care in distinguishing military targets and civilians. He added, warring parties must also uphold their obligation to take measures to spare civilians from the effects of armed conflicts. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.umissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003 or twitter/onmelnews. I'm Olive Summers. Good morning.